It's time for our farm-to-table segment, and it's brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you. Pinch hitting today is Gerald Thompson from Colfax. Gerald, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I've got to finish my text, so maybe I can get that trip.
You texting that in right now?
Yeah, I am. We're good now.
Well, you've got until 1:25, so you have plenty of time today.
Okay.
Are we able to talk about what brought you on today?
Sure. Yeah, I think the original guest was Justin Maitland. He had a small accident this morning that put him out of action for a little bit. He had to go in and get some treatment, but kind of brings up a bigger issue, and that's farm safety and some of the challenges or risks that we encounter out here on the farm. And it's you deal with big equipment, and then you work with long hours and busy schedules, and sometimes you just have to slow down and trying to put things in perspective, right? Because you sort of get hung up in the moment and don't think big picture what those risks can do to you long term. And obviously this was just an accident that was just something that happened.
But, something unforeseen, yeah. And you know, I think he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's fine. I talked to his dad, and the fact that I was talking to him was an indication that things were fine. But he just needed to go get some stitches, I think, and so they'll be fine.
Well, let's go back to farm safety in a moment. And we want to bring up, this is one of the two major times of year where things can get very dangerous, and it's planting season right now. And of course, before I went to DC to the Ag Conference, folks were just getting started. Soil temperature about 41 degrees in McLean County. Where are we at now?
So we actually got started we're east of about 15 miles, and we were actually a little bit wetter, and I'm going back about a month almost now. Field work had started over in the western part of the county, west of Bloomington, about a week earlier than we had, because again, we were just a little bit wetter. We actually started planting corn about the 15th in that neighborhood. We had about a week's window where we got, actually the farmers got quite a bit done. We did two, in fact. We got probably about a half of our corn in. And so we kind of made the decision that we need to do some spraying after, for the corn that we already had planted, as well as some of that we had yet to plant. So we actually stopped and got caught up on that. And by the time we finished with that, we had then got some more rain, which kept us out for about, I don't remember the exact time, but probably a week, give or take. And then we were able to get back in and finish up. Somebody might ask, well, why did you stop? Well, sometimes you don't really know the right answer until it's all over,
Sure.
But, we're able, with the equipment, we're able to plant quite a bit in a little short amount of time, and not always is one particular, three or four day period your best for whatever reason throughout the summer or whatever. And so it's sometimes good to maybe break that up and kind of spread that risk out a little bit. So,
well,
but we've since, got back in, finished that up, and then got some beans, started planting.
Yeah, the one thing I was going to say is, you get the seeds in the field, and then you've got to look at a forecast where we've got rain forecast every day this week. Luckily, we're looking at sunshine right now in South Bloomington, but does it worry you about the forecast where we've got a week straight of rain?
So the two things. One, especially with corn, if you put corn in the ground and you get a cold rain and turns off cold, That's not a good situation. That's actually kind of what was predicted when I was talking earlier. We stopped actually a couple of days ahead of the rain because they were predicting some rain with some colder temperatures. And right when we were planting, it was warmer. And so it gives the seed a chance to actually germinate and get ahead of that cold. Because if you put it in and it gets a cold rain on it, it tends to struggle. And it always seems when the corn or crop, whatever it is, corn, soybeans, whatever, when it struggles getting out of the ground, it's just never quite as good. So, yeah, you watch the weather forecast, and, especially early on, right? I mean, you got lots of time. Now, if it's the 1st of June and you got a window, you go, right? And so there's several factors that play into it, but certainly the forecast is always important, and to keep an eye on that and what it looks like.
Yeah, Gerald, if I remember correctly, last year, June was a horrible month because we had rain every day, pretty much. And you fared pretty well, though. I know my buddy Jason Lay up in the northern part of the county,
right.
he didn't do so well, but you did okay during that rainy period in June.
Right, yeah. So we had a lot of rain. We didn't have quite as much as the big excesses that they had. And so we've actually been getting some good rains, but they've been really slow and gentle. This one we actually got the other night was the first rain that we'd had in a long time where the water was actually running on the fields, and so where we actually had excess moisture. But the previous ones that have been real gentle and smaller amounts, they lasted over a longer period of time, which gives the moisture time to soak in. But yeah, last year they had just huge excesses, and so it drowns the seed out. The soil becomes saturated. It actually needs, you don't think about it, but there's actually oxygen in the soil, right?
Yeah.
When it's saturated, there's no room for oxygen, and the plant's roots have to breathe, and so they drown, essentially. And so.
Well, one thing I'm curious about is our winter, or I guess lack of winter, because unless I'm incorrect here, we didn't have a long, deep freeze, and that didn't allow the ground to kind of contract and release, contract, release, as you guys like to have it.
Right, yeah, and you know, that's part of that is we had a really good fall. And so you tend to do a lot of your compaction in the fall, but with your heavy equipment, with your combines and grain carts, trucks, et cetera. And so we had a good fall. We were able to get the crop out without, you know, doing more than normal compaction in this field. So the fact that we didn't have that is not such a big deal. We had, we did have some freezing, and it did a little, but we probably didn't get the hard freeze where, you got 3 feet of frost down in the ground where it really does help break up that compaction.
Well, back to farm safety, the planters are wide, and I know that the sides do come up, but still when you're driving down the road for folks that are still doing their planting, there's safety for people that aren't even involved in farming. They need to not ride your tail and give you the space you need.
Right, and so they do fold up. But it is difficult. A lot of times we have cameras behind now. We have with that kind of technology to be able to see what is behind us, because if you got a big piece of equipment, and especially if we actually live on Route 9, which is at times a very busy highway, and we actually try to avoid moving during the peak times in the morning and the afternoon. But yeah, it's important that people slow down and recognize that they may or may not see you, and always try to make sure that the person driving that tractor has an awareness that you are coming around. Sometimes they may or may not be aware of it, and you think they do, and you start going around, and maybe they go to dodge something that's along their, mailbox or whatever it is along the roadway. And so it's always just take your time, for the farmer as well as the motorist that may be trying to pass,
And this always reminds me about a situation that happened up in Livingston County where they were using a large piece of equipment to mow, and backing up for farmers can be very difficult, especially when you run into a ditch, and that's when the equipment can tip over.
That is correct. I was just looking at, while we were waiting on this, the number of accidents and tractor deaths are probably right at the top of the list, and that's with the newer equipment, most not everybody, but a lot of people will have cabs on the tractors, and all the cabs are designed to protect, the person wearing, or operating the equipment. But I put on my seatbelt on when I'm mowing roadsides, because you never know what might happen if you're on a bank and you blow a tire or something. And you just never know. But the tractors today are designed to protect the occupant much more so than they used to be, when you had no cab or any type of structure. And even if you have a tractor that does not have a cab, they have rollover devices that will protect.
And keep your cell phone in that front pocket on your shirt, because you need to be able to reach for that in case you need to call somebody to come help you.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And just kind of slow down and take a moment to think about what you're doing, because there's nothing that is worth risking your life.
Absolutely. Gerald Thompson, our guest today from Colfax on the Farm to Table segment, brought to you by DuPont Pioneer. From world-class genetics to local on-farm agronomy trials to a team of local professionals, DuPont Pioneer is with you.